Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence with you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
We're having a good time, and
we are having a wonderful, wonderful conversation, which we've always have, with the supervisor of the Town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth.
So happy to be here.
Ah, no, it's a pleasure. And we were just talking in reference to the low-flying pains, which really, people have accepted you can't help everybody do everything, but it's in your backyard, so to speak. So, of course, you're the first line of defense or offense, whatever the expression is.
You know what? If it affects the residents of North Hempstead, it's my responsibility as well. And, you know, the frustrating thing is, Congressman Tom Suozzi actually had worked with the air traffic controllers to arrange that the planes wouldn't fly so low. You know, there were all different things to try to help the situation. And the FAA said, no, I don't think so. So it's a problem. We need to find ways of addressing it so that we're actually being heard. I know Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand have been trying to work to address it. But you know what? We need to do more.
Right, because I don't understand, again, and we're not going to spend too much time, you know, LaGuardia specifically, you can go out further into the ocean and come back in versus coming right over Astoria and right over technically Great Neck riding in there.
Right.
But, again, I'm sorry.
No, good.
One of the biggest things that has gone on in your administration, which I, you know, don't want to make, I want to make sure we don't miss it, is fiscal responsibility. All the tremendous things you've done there. And I know you, first we'll go with Tom DiNapoli, New York State Comptroller. I know he's recently published his fiscal stress. And you tell us, because it's another tremendous success.
So the town of North Hempstead's fiscal stress is below 2%. It's 1.7. It's what it was last year. We're really proud of that. There are some neighboring municipalities that I'm not going to mention, but I'll mention the stress level that they're at. One other town's stress level is at 76. Another one is at 6.3.
So don't mention the town. Mention the supervisor. No.
Not doing it. So we had, we're very, very proud of that. The only towns that are lower are Shelter Island.
Right, right.
And actually Smithtown also. They had
zero. Really?
Yes, I was surprised at that, but they're 0%.
Really?
Yeah, so we're very proud of that, but it all is in line with the different accomplishments that we have made. So it's great to see the comptroller recognizing that we are at a very, very, very low fiscal stress. I remember when I first became supervisor, we had a AA bond rating with a stable outlook, which is pretty good.
Right.
Yeah. I'd say about a year or so after, we had a AA bond rating with a positive outlook. So that was even better. And I remember at the time, I was in a state of the town, and I said, but you know what? We're not going to stop until we get a AAA bond rating. And you've heard me say this. Mm-hmm. As I was saying it, I was thinking to myself, yeah, that's not going to happen. But it did happen.
It sounded good.
It sounded good, but it was something to strive for. Well, you always need to be striving. You always need to be moving forward, trying to see what else you can do, what you can do to be doing better. Because the minute you think everything you're doing is just great, that's the time you need to leave, because right, there's always more you can be doing, and you can always be doing it better. So in 2016, we did get a AAA bond rating, but you can't just rest on your laurels with that, because any time you go out for any kind of bond authorization, you're reevaluated. So I'm very proud to say that 2 weeks ago, we again were issued a AAA bond rating by Moody's. And so I remember I was speaking to the New Hyde Park Homemakers, and someone said, so what is that, you know, what, so how does that affect us? It does affect us.
Yeah.
The higher the bond rating, and AAA is the highest bond rating a municipality can attain. So this is something to be very, very proud of. It means that when you borrow money to do projects, you're borrowing it at a lower interest rate, and so that saves our taxpayers money. It's also a very good indication of the kind of fiscal management that we're dealing with. So AAA bond rating is something that we are very, very proud of.
I didn't know. I'm just going to interrupt here. I didn't know and I'm in the financial industry, I didn't know it gets checked every time. I thought it was annual.
No.
So this way you could slip.
Yep.
And then next January or whatever your due date is, so to speak. I didn't realize every time you went for something they would.
Anytime you do a bond authorization, you are regraded.
Isn't that like your FICO score, you know, your own?
Yeah, technically. But
that's really ongoing. You know, it changes all the time.
Yeah. And that
makes
sense.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, it is a lot of work.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it. I didn't think it was done that frequently because it's not a...
No, it is. And Moody's, when they issued the rating, talk about the conservative fiscal management of this administration, my administration. and so it's something that we're really proud of. When I first... And I know we did a little too much talking about ethics reform, but when I first became supervisor, one of the first things that we did was that we said that our budgets would be voted on before elections.
Right.
And the reason to do that is because, you know, you will hear municipalities putting out a very conservative budget, there's an election, and right after the election, it's oops, and you see large increases.
Right.
So our budgets are voted on before Election Day.
Is there an election coming up?
There is. But I'm not talking
about
that.
To season to be jolly.
Right. Tra-la-la-la-la. So we're going to do that again. And as a matter of fact, you know, right now we're working on the budget for 2019. The town board received the tentative budget at this last board meeting on Wednesday on the 25th.
Okay.
We're going to be holding a work session on October 3rd. There'll be public hearings on October 10th and October 24th. And the formal vote will take place on October 30th. So with our tentative budget, right now, our tax increase will be 1.6% for the general fund, which comes out to be about $11 per family in an average house. So an average house is considered a house that sells for about $600,000. And if you are outside of the village, the increase is going to be 0.8%. Which would be a $7 increase for the year. So we are very aware of the fact that our seniors are living on fixed incomes, and we want to make sure that we're using every dollar as effectively and as efficiently as we can, and trying to make sure that any increase that we have is kept to a minimum.
Right. Well, I mean, they want the services, and they need the services. It's twofold. But at the same time, there has to be some increase. And these are minimal. And this is, you know, like very recently I've been hearing a lot of complaining about the roads. And it's so funny because first they were complaining about the roads in disrepair. And I'm not even saying this is North Hempstead. This could be the town. This could be the state.
Everywhere.
And now they're complaining about the construction on the roads. You can't have it both. If you want the road fixed, it has to be fixed. I mean, and so if you want a service, you still have to pay for it. Nothing's for free. And that combination of going back. But the roads, I've heard so much complaining about it. But now in 6 or 8 months, they'll be nice. And I mean, there's so many parts of Great Neck have been repaved, it seems.
It's like some gremlin came along and ripped up all the roads,
exactly.
Like Hillside Avenue out by where I live. It used to be a very nice road. Now all of a sudden it's all chopped up and, you know, like somebody came along with a pick and just broke it up.
So it's so interesting because the roads are the responsibility of whichever municipality is in charge of them. So Hillside Avenue is a state road.
It's a state road.
Yep, Hillside Avenue is a state road. So it's the state's responsibility. You know, Shelter Rock, New Hyde Park Road, Searingtown, those are all county roads. So if there's a problem with them, that's under the county jurisdiction. The smaller roads, if they're not in a village, are the town's responsibility. And when I first became supervisor, we were spending $2 million a year in repaving roads. But it became very clear that our residents want their roads repaired. And so we raised, so that's keeping all within the budget, we raised that to $4 million a year.
Oh.
So we spend $4 million a year in repaving roads every year now.
You know, you raise an interesting thing. If I have a complaint or a problem about a road, and I don't really know who's responsible for that road, like I don't know the state
you
is.
Got a connection.
Yeah. Just complain to Judy. Go to the complaint department.
So here's the thing, and people do. I will get emails.
Right.
And very often I will say, well, this is a county road, and we'd be happy to let your county legislator know about your concern. So again, it's not that, well, it's not ours, too bad. It's not ours, but it is under this jurisdiction, And this is who we need to let know about it.
So a state road basically comes down to like Schumer or...
State would be your state representative. So like your New York
State senator.
Right, it could be Anna Kaplan is New York State senator.
Right.
We have lots of different assembly people. We have Ed Ra, Michael Montesano, Tony Durso.
Right.
So the assembly people, there are a number of assembly people. In North Hempstead.
Yeah.
So it depends where the road is. And yes, absolutely.
Well, I think what Judy's putting across, which is the concept, is you work with them.
Absolutely.
So you're going to turn around and, you know, and let you know who the right person to contact is.
As opposed to saying it's not my job.
And walk
right,
away from
right.
it. Because then you don't know all those people. I mean, most people don't know the names that you just rattled off.
And so, why would they?
Exactly. There's no reason to.
Right?
So you make that one explanation, send it off, give me the name and the phone number of that person, and then you get the ball rolling.
And that's the importance of keeping the lines of communication open, so that if you have a concern, you are not supposed to know who is responsible for it, but we are, and it's our job to serve you.
Right.
We're going to go to a break, and now we're back on time. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.